This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Imam Khomeini and avoiding extravagance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of avoiding extravagance in the life of Imam Khomeini. We know that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized on avoiding extravagance because extravagance is one of the sins. And when we want to have an Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary to avoid such a thing which is known as sin. And if we do not avoid it, obviously it will affect our life, it will affect our soul, and we cannot apply the pure Islamic lifestyle in our life, and we cannot follow the teachings of Islam. Therefore, it is said that once Imam Khomeini, one of his servants at the house, he said that there was a lamp which used to be, there was a bulb or lamp which used to be on even at the daytime because it was in the courtyard. And Imam Khomeini, whenever he used to come to the whole courtyard, he used to see that lamp. If he could switch it off by himself, he used to do it. And if he couldn't, he used to call me because it was my duty. And he said me for 2 to 3 times that to be careful about this light so that I am not wasting anything. So we need to be considering even not wasting the energy. Therefore, he said that for the 4th time when I forgot to do it and I was living my, like I had my, this was my habit to not to pay attention towards the lamps in the courtyard, Imam strictly has stopped me. And he strictly has said to me that if you cannot pay attention to this single light, then obviously you should not work here because you're not paying attention to the very basic thing that this light which is turned on even at the daytime, it is causing extravagance and this is a sin. So you should be careful. And if you cannot take care of this, then it is not the place where you can work.
Congratulations to all Muslims across the world on the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Listen to our special programs on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the avoiding extravagance in the life of Imam Khomeini. Mrs. Hadici says that once in the France, when I was taking care of Imam Khomeini, I went out for shopping and I saw that on that day, because of the cold weather, the oranges are inexpensive. And I bought a lot of oranges, which was enough for 3 to 4 days. And when I came to the house, I saw that Imam Khomeini has noticed that I bought a lot of oranges. And he asked me, why did you bought this much of oranges? We don't need it. It's more than what we need. I just said to him that it's a cold weather and it is enough for our 3 to 4 days. And it was inexpensive. Imam Khomeini said to me that you need to go back and give these oranges back to the shop owner. And we don't need this much. We need only the amount which we use today and or maybe for 1 day. And he said that by this action which you have performed 2 sins. Number one is that we do not need this much of oranges. And if you are bringing more oranges, which is extra than we need, it is extravagance, and this is a sin. Number two, there might be some people in this area, in this town, who cannot buy oranges in the ordinary days, and it was the only time because the oranges are inexpensive, they can buy them. And because you have bought something which is more than what you need, now they cannot do it. Therefore, you must take it back and give it back to the seller. She said it is not possible to do that. Then Imam Khomeini said, then you need to peel these oranges and give to those who never had oranges in their life or who couldn't eat oranges in the ordinary days. And this is the way maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins that we have committed in this way. Therefore, we need to be very much careful in our life that we must avoid the extravagance as Imam Khomeini has done. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, 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 Allah. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. Allah, Allah. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.